Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Thursday, the 13th of August 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. A much better day today than it was yesterday. So let's go across to the stats. There was 515 ASX resource companies that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's down slightly from 526 yesterday. Volume is down significantly, nearly half. It's down to 1.2 billion, and that's down from 2.1 billion yesterday. The average volume for each stock traded, for each of the 515 stocks that traded today, was 2.36 million, and that's down significantly from just over 4 million yesterday. The average percentage gain loss today was a positive gain at 1.84%, and that's up significantly from minus 2.79% yesterday. And this is the big changer as well. Out of the 515 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, 261 had gains, and that's up sharply or significantly from 90. There was 107 with no gains, and that's up slightly from 86. And here's the big mover, 147 with a loss, and that's down from 350 yesterday. So great turnaround today. And let's continue the positive statistics and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were, at number one was Alicanto Minerals Limited, ASX code AQI, and it had a percentage gain of 31.82%. At number two, we have Pico Limited, ASX code PKO. It had a percentage gain of 26.09%. At number three, we have Manuka Resources Limited, ASX code MKR. It had a positive gain of 20.24% today. At number four, we have Conoco Limited, ASX code CNJ. It had a percentage gain of 20%. And at equal number four, and finishing off the top five today, was Vital Metals Limited, ASX code VML, and it had also had a percentage gain of 20%. So that rounds off the top best performing ASX resource stocks today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and congrats to all holders of those top five stocks. Some strong activity and gains there. Let's move on to the commodities today, and there was quite a few that did well today. Included gold, oil and gas, which is 2 days running now for oil and gas, copper, silver, nickel and cobalt, all performing well today. And the highest traded stock today was Global Oil Gas Limited, ASX code GLV, and 8.18% of the company was traded today. And as far as project areas or locations, Lachlan Fold Belt, which is predominantly in New South Wales, but as well as Victoria and Queensland, all located in Australia, did extremely well today. And that was a standout project location. Let's look at the last 12 months of staff admin percentage spent versus project spend. And that's at 52%, and that's down slightly from 56% yesterday. So what that means is, of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, 52% is being spent on staff admin over the last 12 months, leaving 48% spent on projects. Let's move on to the ERP statistics for today. There are 145 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. That's up from 141 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is a positive gain of 1.60% today, average, and that's up significantly from minus 2.86% yesterday. volumes down sharply to 420 million today, and that's down significantly from 682 million yesterday. Of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, five of them are using an ERP software solution. So let's finish today's podcast off with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock, which was Alicanto Minerals Limited, ASX code AQI, and they have a number of projects throughout the world, actually, including South America and throughout Europe. And they have an advanced project in feasibility study, and that is in Agana in South America. They predominantly do with gold, copper, and silver. As far as the last 12 months, they have spent in excess of $4.6 million on projects and $872,000 on staff admin. That's incredible. That equates to 16% over the last 12 months spent on staff admin, and a very high 84% spent on projects. That's fantastic. It really does show that this company is working the project and really trying to get it somewhere. So congrats to the board for that. I haven't seen that percentage for a very long time. So again, I'll just reflect on that. Of all money available in the last 12 months with AQI, $4.6 million was spent on projects and $872,000 on staff admin. I just wanted to highlight that again. So again, that equates to 16% over the last 12 months spent on staff admin and 84% on projects. I like seeing money spent like that on projects. That's fantastic. All right, let's look at the money in the bank as of the current quarter, and this is excluding any current or up and coming capital raise. They have just over 2.4 million in the bank. As far as their market cap, it's sitting at just over $36 million. Their share price closed at 14.5 cents today, and that's up significantly in 2020. It started the year at 4.22 cents. So a huge congrats to any shareholders of the company. Let's look at the shareholding. As far as the directors and the top 20 shareholders, they own in excess of 42% of the company. So that's a good overview of that company. Again, it was Alicanto Minerals Limited, ASX code AQI, and a huge congrats to all holders of that stock. Great gains and great activity today. So that concludes our overview of Alicanto Minerals Limited and also the Daily MacCorp podcast for today. Thanks again for listening, and if there's anything you'd like us to add to our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and good evening. Good night.